A foreword. This manual, written by Father Francis Larkin, is a godsend, a light to instruct and to guide, to direct us in achieving the aim of the enthronement crusade, the social reign of the Sacred Heart everywhere. After Father Mateo's book, Jesus, the King of Love, it is the leading volume on this apostolate so dear to the Divine Heart of Jesus. It is a book filled to the brim with information on the genius of the crusade and contains countless examples to demonstrate its practicality and to inspire confidence that the Sacred Heart of Jesus always kept his word. A few lines on the historical background of the social reign of the Sacred Heart will present the vital importance of this book. There have been three apostasies in the history of the world: the apostasy of the angels in heaven, the apostasy of our first parents in paradise, and the apostasy of many Catholics, cleric, religious, and lay, from the Church in the 16th century in Western Europe. This 16th century upheaval did not actually break the unity of the Church, but it did break the Christian unity in Western civilization and destroyed the social reign of the Sacred Heart. In less than 100 years after this break with Christ and the Church, we see St. Robert Cardinal Bellarmine conferring with Pope Paul V as to what should be done in this Cold War on the interest of the Sacred Heart. The learned and saintly Jesuit Cardinal advised the Holy Father to introduce the Feast of the Stigmata of St. Francis of Assisi, the seraphic saint, to revive the love of God among mortals. The Pope acquiesced, and some 60 years later, the Sacred Heart appeared to St. Margaret Mary. He unfolded all the riches of his divine heart to her and asked her to take St. Francis of Assisi as a patron in her work. The aim in all the apparitions of the Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary was the restoration of his kingship over the individuals, families, and nations. In other words, the establishment of the social reign of the Sacred Heart. I will reign through the merciful omnipotence of my Sacred Heart. As the desertion of Christ widened, there arose a civil order in which, even in Catholic circles, every department, social, economic, domestic, intellectual, and political, was divorced from the Savior. How could such a social order produce good fruit? Impossible. Far from producing anything spiritual, it was the author of 2 world wars and untold destruction of people and property. Still, the gospel quotes these words of Jesus: I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. A Christless century such as ours always creates a crisis. But as in every crisis, so also in this one, Jesus provided an apostle to meet it. This apostle was Father Mateo Crawley Beauvais, who was inspired by the Sacred Heart at Paray-la-Monial to clarify throughout the whole world this promise of the Sacred Heart: I will bless every dwelling in which the image of my Divine Heart shall be exposed and honored, and to organize a crusade to reestablish the social reign of the Sacred Heart. St. Francis of Assisi, with a complete Christian social order back of him, replied to a multitude petitioning a reform plan: Sanctify yourself, and you will sanctify society. But Father Mateo had to meet a social order totally divorced from the Savior. He turned to the home, the center of all individual and social reform. His slogan and crusade is, Sanctify the family, and you sanctify society. The word home is an important word in the language of angels and in that of men. Even God, who is above the home, has 3 tabernacles among us. the tabernacle of grace in our hearts, the Eucharistic tabernacle in the church, and the tabernacle of friendship in our homes. When Christ came upon earth, his first atonement was for the failure of the first home, Eden. He allowed himself to be excluded from every home in Bethlehem, to be born in a stable, to be forced to take up his dwelling in the land of strangers, Egypt. But upon his return to the Holy Land, he recreated the humble cottage of Nazareth into the ideal home, with himself enthroned in it, and with Mary and Joseph centering their lives around him. In fact, all the outpouring of grace and the redemption took place in homes, Bethlehem, Nazareth, and the cenacle. While preaching in France, Father Matteo converted a man who had been a member of a great society and later, after his conversion, had become a great enthusiast for the environment work. Father Matteo questioned him only to receive this thought-provoking reply. When I belonged to that secret society, we were instructed to leave the churches and cathedrals to the priests and religious, and to concentrate on de-Christianizing the home, for this was the only way to defeat the Catholic Church, destroy the home. We must Christianize the home in order to save society. Father Matteo does this in a positive manner by the enthronement of the King of Love in the home, for he knows without doubt that whoever rules the home rules society. We can have no greater apostolate than to follow in Father Matteo's footsteps, enthroning the Sacred Heart in homes, in families, gaining family after family, home after home, until we have achieved our goal. The whole world conquered for the Sacred Heart, in other words, the social reign of the Sacred Heart. This preface from Father Cuthbert Malone, OFM. A second preface. This book was written at the request of my provincial, the very Reverend William J. Condon, to whom it was requested by Father Cuthbert Malone, Director of the Enthronement for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and Miss Susan Johnson, Secretary of the Chicago Secretariat. To all three, I wish to express my sincere gratitude for having given the initial impulse to get the book started and the needed encouragement to finish it. Thanks also to Father Cuthbert and Miss Johnson for helpful suggestions and criticisms. I am grateful, too, for the help given by the following. Father Eusebius Rinkus, International Secretary of the Enthronement at the Generalate in Rome, for critical reading of the manuscript. Father Patrick O'Connell, veteran Chinese missionary, for permission to quote from his devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Sister Mary Annunciata of Loreto Convent, Los Angeles, for typing a large portion of the manuscript. Sister Mary Akeen, Secretary of the Milwaukee Enthronement Secretariat, Notre Dame Convent, and other unknown sisters and lay helpers for retyping the entire manuscript within a week. Finally, the most sincere thanks to Father Matteo Crawley Beauvais, founder of the Enthronement, for the inspiration of his life and work, and to our secretariats, promoters, enthronement families, knight adorers, and Tarsesians, without all of whom this book would not have been possible. May their example inspire many readers to go and do likewise. To the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary be honor and glory. Signed, Francis Larkin.